In the year of 47, I saw an end to what I'd been. Saw my neighbors, friends, and loved ones fade before me like a dream. On the ship I crossed the ocean, sailing on the raging foam, to the land of my tomorrows, far from my native home.
You sailed on a famine tide, leaving three mounds of soft Wicklow earth, unmarked but not forgotten. My ancestors, from the meeting of the waters, I'm retracing your steps, leaving Dublin for Liverpool. In the belly of this ship, the car deck rattles with heavy haulage, and it unsettles me, and I feel sick with regret. I'm leaving Avoca, its beauty buried under the stars, generations buried under my feet. It is woven into me. I lean over the rail of the top deck, shout into the wind, I'm one of yours. And on the spray, I can taste the metal of your tears. Wicklow, the rich pyrite, zinc, lead, and copper-bearing veins of the southeast. The taste of heavy metals filling lungs and breaking backs. Its black ores extracted for rancid sulphur when the munitions were needed for war. Gunpowder, the new cocaine. Ore on carriages to Arklow Port for 4 shillings and 6 pence a ton. Wicklow raped for rich minerals, its wealth leaving the land of its heritage. The mine dust is lung heavy, and dark red phlegm is coughed up in the dirt. Young men with old breath. In the cold of the winter, when the ice was broken on the well, the Wicklow Copper Mining Company posted a note on the mine gate demanding allegiance to the Crown, a threat to root out subversives. You couldn't read, but the private militia harassed you to make your mark. Under your breath, I hear you whisper the oath of the United Irishmen. See your fists tighten. You bury your anger to keep food in their bellies, protect them from the violence of half-hangings, floggings and house-burnings. My heart is racing. I feel your fear and it burns. Your father Joseph refused to betray them and was beaten, sent empty-handed down the tracks to the spoil heaps. You fed him until his last breath. Your wages were cut. Only the Cronbane halfpenny could be traded in the Vale for wood and food and beer, the currency of control. You baked bread from the chaff and cooked barley on the slow fire. In the winter, when the potatoes were rotted in the waterlogged earth, the families of the land made first flight. You shivered. The baby bound to you and the unborn tilted in the swell. The Cob comes into view, a first taste of the Mersey, where you caught your breath and kissed the expectation of a new life. A cellar floor welcomed you. You changed your name to steal a job and a bed, moved inland to find work as an alkali labourer. As your lungs burned, you remembered Avoca, rooted to 7 generations from the Irish chieftains. I'm leaving Avoca, its beauty buried under the stars, generations buried under my feet. It is woven into me. Grounded. I'm finding you, not leaving you behind.
Leaving Avoca was written by Helen Kennedy and was a finalist entry in Green Curtain Theatre's Leaving competition for new writing, held in 2018. It was performed by Nora Connolly. Leaving Avoca is a Green Curtain Theatre production and was recorded in January 2019.